Blog Talk Radio.
It's October 9th, the Roman Show returns to the airwaves. Tonight, we welcome World Series of Fighting Justin Gaethje, who fights on October 26th on NBC Sports. Also on tonight's show, we welcome Sam Tao, who will be facing CFA flyweight champion Josh Sampo live on Axis TV at the CFA 12 event this Saturday night. Also on the card tonight, not the card, but our show, is Efraín Escudero, UFC veteran who fights Luis Baboon Palomino, also on the CFA fight card this Saturday. And next week, fighting Kenny Degenhart will be on the show to talk about his XFC 26 fight at Night of Champions number 3. You don't want to miss that show. So follow us on Twitter at The Roman Show or my personal one at Roman DH, as I'm going solo.
Step down to the get down.
All right, whenever you're ready.
5 seconds to the open.
Aquarius, watch that little gimbal.
We don't want you coming off the space.
Booster.
Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
Go. Five.
Guidance.
Surgeon.
Go. Vital.
Go.
We're going, Vital.
GNC.
We're going.
Telling you.
Go.
Control.
Go.
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 FAO.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Recovery.
Go.
Capcom.
We're go. Fly.
Launch control. This is Houston. We are go for launch.
The Roman Show.
With your host, Rodolfo Roman.
Hey, this is Nelly from The Roman Show. Are you tired of listening to Roman and the other guys? Well, listen to me as I keep you up to date on the latest happenings in the world of entertainment. Check me out every Tuesday. Did you miss last week's show? Stream the show on your smartphone device from anywhere on the planet. The Roman Show is now on Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and iTunes. Download the different apps and stay informed with The Roman Show. Hey, you. Yeah, you. I want you to keep listening to The Roman Show. And you don't want to disappoint me, do you?
All right, guys, thanks very much for joining us on October 9th edition of The Roman Show, and we have a stacked lineup for you today. Make sure, again, to follow us on Twitter at RomanDH or at The Roman Show on Twitter, and subscribe to our YouTube channel where we have lots of interviews, even with UFC President Dana White, one of the latest ones, and Anderson Silva. Check that out at youtube.com/rroman0201 and a whole long list of interviews. Speaking of interviews, we are going to welcome in our first guest of the evening. He fights the World Series of Fighting card on October 26th, right here in Miami, Florida. And that's none other than Justin Gaethje. How are you, Justin?
Hey, I'm doing good. How you doing?
Pretty cool, man. Thanks so very much for joining us, man. You know, I have to say how impressed I am with your record. You're undefeated, man. You're 9-0. You've defeated guys that were in the UFC and in phenomenal fashion. You know, one of them, one of your victims was Gaziez Calvacante, or Jay-Z as he is known, a veteran of the sport, and also other fighters that you have finished with so much experience. Really impressed with this stuff. You're coming into this fight October 26th against Dan Lauzon. How are you preparing for this fight, and what can you tell me about your opponent, man?
Oh, you know, I'm just, you know, sticking to what I've always done. You know, that's hard, you know, working hard up here in Denver, Colorado. You know, really trying to, you know, fine-tune my striking with Trevor Whitman down at the Grudge Training Center. And, you know, I know, you know, Dan, you know, he's a hungry fighter like myself. You know, and I'm excited to put on a show for the fans. You know, I think, you know, I'm hoping he meets me in the middle and we throw down, you know, it'll be a good one.
Knowing that Dan is also a UFC fighter, you've had your fair share of experiences with the UFC veterans, like Drew Fickett, what you finished in 12 seconds, man. I mean, that's just incredible. What do you trigger for this? And for Dan, is there any specific training that you're doing or any adjustments, anything that you're working in particular?
No, nothing in particular. You know, obviously that's, you know, my striking, you know, that's what, you know, we pride ourselves at the Grip Training Center for, you know, taking the fight to our opponent. So that's what I try to do. You know, me and Trevor's got me, you know, every day we're working on my striking, on my, my footwork, you know, my kicks, trying to just, you know, get fine tune all that stuff. We're 2 weeks out. So, you know, I'm feeling really good and I'm a little beat up right now, but that's where I'm supposed to be. So I'm really excited about this fight.
And one thing I got to mention, Justin, is the fact that the World Series of Fighting, they respect your record and they respect your fighting skills because they're giving you guys like Dan. They gave you guys like Jay-Z. How much of a fighter has this made you out to become, being a part of the World Series of Fighting, knowing that they're giving you this type of competition?
Yeah, man, I love that aspect. That's what I love the most about, you know, fighting for the World Series of Fighting is I get the opportunity to fight, you know, all these guys that have, you know, established a name for themselves, and I get a chance to go out there and try to prove myself. You know, I'm trying to establish myself still, you know, on the big level. So that's all I can ask for is, you know, those kind of opportunities.
You know, the World Series of Fighting now for the first time, they're going to have a title on the line. Will you now be with a win over Dan? Does that get you closer to perhaps say, hey, I'm here, guys. It's time for a shot at the title. Your lightweight title.
Yeah, I think they actually put an announcement out that this is part of a lightweight tournament. So I believe this is the semifinal bout, and if I do win, I get to fight. You know, I don't know who the other fighters are. I know it's, I think Nick Newell's one of them. I'm not sure who his opponent is, but I think the winner of those two fights, I believe, gets to fight for the belt. So yeah, that should be in the near future.
And it's funny to mention Nick Newell because I thought he was going to be in this card, but I haven't seen that yet. Now, tell me a little bit about your history,
yeah, exactly.
Justin. How did you get involved with mixed martial arts? I know that you've had a long history with grappling. You won some great competition. How did you get started with MMA?
Well, you know, it all started when I started wrestling when I was 4 years old. And that's probably what you're talking about. I wrestled in high school, and I got a scholarship to wrestle at the University of Northern Colorado. And I was, I was a Division I All-American there. So, you know, really it all comes from just wrestling. Yeah, that's where my foundation is. And that's what, you know, really taught me every discipline that I need to know when I think about MMA. So it's just something that, I was fortunate enough to get into when I was a kid, and it's something I stuck with, and I had a lot of pride in myself when I was wrestling, you know. So I really took a lot of that towards MMA. So it's really hard work is all it comes down to.
Did you find any hardships making that transition from wrestling to mixed martial arts, knowing that, you know, here you are in wrestling, you have one specific skill, but when it comes to MMA, you have to learn all these new things?
Yeah, no, I mean, I like it. I like that aspect of life, you know, just trying to learn new things. And, you know, I like to, this is definitely a brand new sport to me, you know, and I started fresh, and, you know, thankfully I landed at the Grip Strength Center where, you know, I've been able to, you know, make progress in my striking game and my jiu-jitsu game. So, you know, that I'm just fortunate enough for that.
And now you train in Colorado. Obviously that area, we've all heard about the elevation of that. Can you tell us about the elevation and how you use that into your training and what advantages you have when you go out to air services where they're flat?
You know, I don't think it's something that you necessarily focus on. It's just being up here in the thin air, you know, there's less oxygen. So as you train every day, you know, you're working on just less oxygen, and then you go down to sea level and there's more oxygen available to your body, and then, you know, you're able to use that to your advantage. I definitely felt that in New Jersey, and I'm looking forward to that in Florida.
Now, you know, I see all the fighters that bring it into this training mask. Is there a need for that in Colorado because of the elevation?
No, I don't think I've really ever seen anyone use one of those up here.
You're good enough already.
You're pretty much just wearing a mask all the time.
Now, looking at your opponent, the guy's coming in at a five fight winning streak, so he has the momentum. Obviously, compared to you, you have the 9-0 record. Does this make him dangerous, though, knowing that he's riding on the five fight winning streak?
No, I don't think any different if he's coming off a loss. You know, if you're not in this game, you know, to win a fight, you know, you're in it for the wrong reason. So, you know, I'm expecting him to come out, you know, and try to beat me in a fight. So, you know, that's what I'm preparing for, and that's what I'm ready for.
And Justin, you're not only 9-0 in professional, but you were also undefeated in amateurs. Has it ever come to your mind that, you know, any day I could possibly have a bad day? And if so, has that ever been something that could set you apart? Or, you know, because we all have that thing in our mind that one day we're thinking about this, gosh, you know, how about if I do this wrong or do that wrong? Has it ever come into way? And are you prepared for it if you do happen to finally get a loss?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm definitely prepared. I've lost probably 100 times in my life in wrestling. So, you know, it's something that won't be new. You know, I know that it's fighting. You know, we got 4 ounce gloves on. It takes one punch, you know, to my body, and you know that can, you know, that can put me down, you know. So it doesn't take much, you know. I know that I'm not stupid. So, you know, I just go out there, you know. I go out there to win. You know, I'm going to try to win, and I definitely know that it's possible for me to lose. And I guarantee my next fight, I'm going to come out the same way, just as aggressive, and just as hungry for the win. So, you know, it's not something that I let bother me at all. That's for sure.
And Justin, so you train over there.
I'm looking forward to it too, because that means I'm going to be in a war. So that's something I'm looking forward to.
No, and I know both of you guys are going to deliver. Now, you train over there at the Grudd Training Center. Who are some of the guys, girls that you train over there with?
Pat Berry and Thug Rose Namajunas just came in from Minnesota. They just moved here, so they're training there. We got Justin Salas, Brandon Thatch, Steel McCall, LT Nelson. We got a bunch of young guys, you know, they're you know, really close to you guys are gonna be hearing about a lot. There's gonna be good training center fighters everywhere, you know, representing from Bellator. You know, we got a bunch of guys coming up, so I'm really excited about that. I got great training partners, so you know, it's too hard to name off names. You know, we have a ton of guys that are training there that are really skilled.
And one more question. You know, I had the opportunity of listening in today to a press conference with Cain Velasquez and Junior Dos Santos, and someone brought up as far as tape, how much tape do you watch prior to a fight? Have you watched Dan's previous fights? And if so, how much video have you seen of it? And how much time do you dedicate doing your homework, exactly, you know, what to expect from him when you come into this fight? And do you yourself see it, or do you get together with your coaches?
You know, I was on the last card I fought on, he fought John Gunderson, you know, I was in the back watching that. So, you know, I already have a pretty good idea of what kind of fighter he is. You know, I've obviously, you know, I've looked at a couple fights here and there. You know, I just like to see mostly, you know, their pace that they like to set. You know, I don't try to, you know, pick any specific things. You know, I'm not trying to change my whole game plan up just to try and go out there and beat one guy. You know, I have the way I fight, and that's what I'm going to stick to. And, you know, I look at stuff, you know, my coaches look at stuff for me. They might watch film, you know, give me some pointers in one of our private lessons. You know, they might not tell me that it's something that they notice in the film, because, like I said, I'm not trying to go out there and beat Dan Lozon at Dan Lozon's game. I'm going to try and go out there, do what I want to do, you know, and knock him out the way I want to knock him out. So that's what I'm going to do.
Well, Justin, I want to thank you so very much, man, for coming on board on the Roman Show, and we could definitely catch you on October 26th down here in South Florida, which we're actually giving away free tickets to that show, so that's pretty cool. And all you got to do is subscribe to your YouTube channel. Justin, anything else you'd like to add, man, before we let you go?
No, I just want to thank the GrudgeTrainingCenter.com or the Grudge Training Center. Go to GrudgeWear.com. Check out my new t-shirt I just designed. It's sick. Just looking forward to, you know, going out there and performing for everybody on October 26th.
Awesome, Justin. Thanks so very much, dude. You can see Justin live on NBC Sports, or you can see it live if you live in South Florida, as we're giving away free tickets to the World Series of Fighting as it comes to the Bank United Center in Coral Gables. Thanks so much, Justin, and good luck, man. And hope to see you soon.
Yeah, thanks. Cool, man. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Have a good night. Thank you, man. But there you have it, folks. Justin Gaethje, who fights in the World Series of Fighting October 26th. Again, you can win free tickets, and we're giving it away courtesy of The Roman Show. What do you have to do? Very easy. Head on over to Facebook.com/Roman Show Media, and we will hook you up. Now, if you don't want to wait all the way to October 26th for some live MMA action, don't worry about it, because we're giving away free tickets to the CFA 12 event coming up this Saturday, October 12th, and that show will be airing live on Access TV. What do you have to do? Same thing. Head on over to the Facebook page, facebook.com/Roman Show Media, and you got a pair of tickets to the CFA show in the Bank United Center, actually the same place where the World Series of Fighting will be taking place. I know some of you guys are watching the UFC Fight Night, and that is cool, because due to the fact that we have to do the show, well, I'm going to have to possibly read about it. Regardless, we have our duty, and that is to communicate to you guys as far as interviewing all these great guys and great hosts that we have on the show. And forgive me, as we have been doing a lot of work here in the Roman Show. But later on, we're going to have Efraín Escudero, UFC veteran who fights on the CFA card, along with Sam Tao, part of the main event against Josh Sampo. He'll be fighting for the CFA flyweight title. But we're going to go to a quick break, and we will return back with our next guest, Kenny Degenhart, who fights at the XFC 26. That's on October 18th. The show airs live on Access TV.
Keep listening to The Roman Show.
Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on The Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolphoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join The Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to RomanDH@Yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, RomanDH@Yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at RomanDH@Yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show. Catch up with any past interviews on The Roman Show by visiting our website, RodolphoRoman.com. That's RodolphoRoman.com. Catch up on all interviews in the past The Roman Show has conducted. And if you happen to like the current show, check out The Roman Show tomorrow morning on RodolphoRoman.com. You have a business, but you have no money? Well, no worries. OchoaOnline.com has you covered. Head on over to OchoaOnline.com for the best prices. And trust me, when it comes to internet websites, these guys know how to do it. OchoaOnline.com will help you set up the best quality-based website for your business or company. OchoaOnline.com. Visit them right now at OchoaOnline.com. That's OchoaOnline.com. The official sponsor of The Roman Show website, OchoaOnline.com. Want to win some money while you watch the big fight this weekend? Head on over to countermove.com That's countermove.com with a K.
You're listening to The Roman Show, the hottest radio sports program on the net. Call in live at 714-868-0222 or tweet us live at RomanDH. It's The Roman Show.
Check it out. Keep listening to The Roman Show.
Hey, this is Dana White, the president of the UFC. Keep watching The Roman Show.
All right, we are back on The Roman Show. Thank you very much for tuning in. Again, make sure to follow us on Twitter at RomanDH and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/rroman0201. And again, we're giving away free tickets to CFA. Subscribe to the YouTube channel or like our fan page, facebook.com/RomanShowMedia. And you'll be going to see live MMA this Saturday at the Mac United Center. But next week, October 18th, next Friday actually, Kenny Degenhart will be in action on the XFC 26 fight card, Ladder Champions number 3. Kenny is coming out with a great record against Brian Hall, the man who is 7-1. Kenny, welcome to the Roman Show, man.
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for having me.
Thank you, man. It's a pleasure to have you here, dude, as you're getting ready for your fight against Brian Hall. Well, first and foremost, you're fighting on XFC 26. It's going to be a great fight card, and noting the fact that it is the Night of Champions number 3, so they're going to have a couple of titles on the line. How are you preparing against Brian Hall, man? Brian Hall, obviously a fighter who comes in with he's a 7-1 record, so he has a good record in the tough opponent.
Yeah, he's gonna be a tough guy. I don't expect it to be an easy fight. Just like everything else, you know, we always put in the time to make sure that when we get out there, you know, I don't get tired or anything like that. My conditioning's right where it needs to be, and everything's just is perfect, man. I'm excited about the fight. You know, like I said, I'm happy he'll be a tough opponent. So,
and knowing the fact that this guy's also he did fight for Bellator prior to fighting for XFC. And now how is your training going? I mean, what anything specific that you're training for Hall that you expect that you needed to do so in order for you to come up with a win?
Well, training's been going great. You know, I have no complaints there. You know, he's a pretty good wrestler. He's a pretty good boxer. So, you know, we expect that he'll have, you know, good hands and good takedowns. Of course, you know, I'm a pretty experienced grappler. I've got really good hands. I started kickboxing before I started jiu-jitsu. I started kickboxing when I was 18, and I've been wrestling with national champs and All-Americans for quite a while right now. So my wrestling's really up to par. I'm pretty well-rounded, so I can kind of take the fight I can use the fight wherever it goes without really having to worry about it.
You mentioned about your grappling, doing a little research here, and you have a couple of contests or competitions where you came on the top, including one where you came on the top in the No-Gi International contest. Can you tell me about how those contests have now turned out, have made you the fighter that you are today, and looking back?
Well, you know, grappling, you know, it's just like anything else. It's a good form of competition. You know, I love jiu-jitsu, man. I absolutely love it. And it's helped to prepare me for basically any instance, just like in MMA, you know, it's a competition. We're both there to win. But yeah, you know, I've had some really good fortune with my jiu-jitsu gi and no gi. And, you know, it makes it to where even if I'm on my back, I'm okay, you know. I don't stress about it. I don't freak out. You never want to be on your back in an MMA fight, but, you know, I seem to always get the sweep, so I'm okay with it.
Now, you said that you have the stand-up game. You learned that prior to jiu-jitsu. Now, do you think you have the advantage because, let's face it, if this guy is a true wrestler or has that strong wrestling background, wrestlers tend to get caught when it comes to submissions.
Yeah, well, and, you know, he's going to be tough, man. I do, you know, I feel I have the advantage on the ground. Just like any good wrestler, though, you know, he's going to be headstrong. He's going to be tough coming out. He's going to have good footwork. You know, I expect him to have good cardio. So, I feel like I have the advantage on the ground if he takes me down. But, you know, it's one of those things. You don't want to underestimate him. You want to go out there and implement your game without making any mistakes. So that's kind of where I'm at on that.
And now your last victories, they both came from submission. Is that the plan, or are you going to challenge yourself and try out the whole stand-up game against this guy?
Well, actually, I absolutely love stand-up. My stand-up's kind of underrated. My last two fights, the reason they went to the ground is because I dropped both the guys my second pro fight, I dropped them with a hard right hand. Seven-punch combination ended with a zipper punch or a right hand. And that's how we got to the submission there. My last fight, you know, the first thing I landed was a hard right hand, got underneath him for the double leg. So, you know, I don't feel like I would be stepping out of my own depth to take the fight standing. But, you know, there's no, you know, fights are going to happen, whether it's standing or on the ground, it's going to happen. And I'm pretty much happy to take it anywhere that it goes. You know, I'm always looking for the finish, whether it be submission, knockout, you know, whatever, TKO, I don't care. But at the same time, I have to, I have to go out there and use what he gives to me, because that's all fighting is taking what the opponent messes up on. So.
And Ken, how did you get started with your career in mixed martial arts?
Well, MMA, like I said, I started out in kickboxing. And, you know, I had a really really good amateur career in kickboxing. And then one day I moved to this place in Charlotte, North Carolina. I was looking for a place to do kickboxing, and this guy came up to me, "Hey, you want to do jiu-jitsu?" I was like, whatever, that's cool. Did that for, you know, a little bit, moved to Florida, did that for a little bit down there, and then came back to Nashville and was just going to go straight back to Muay Thai. And the owner of Nashville MMA, Sean Hammond, came over to me and said, "Hey, man, you know, you want to do some jiu-jitsu?" And, man, he's, you know, he's an amazing trainer, and I just immediately started winning tournaments. You know, I've competed in over 46 or 45 different jiu-jitsu tournaments, and I've got I think I got 56 different medals on the wall. So, because gi and no gi. So it's, after doing that for a while, I was like, well, you know, I've kind of got both of what I need. The only thing at the time I was missing was a little wrestling. And then I had some amazing wrestling coaches, John Salter, who's currently at Josh Koscheck's camp. He's their current jiu-jitsu coach, but he's also an NAIA national champ wrestler. So when I was able to combine all that together, it was just natural for me to make the evolution to step to jiu-jitsu or step to MMA.
And now, what can you tell us about competing in the XFC?
I'm very excited about it. You know, it's always nice to have that step up in competition. I've fought on some good shows, man. You know, RFC has been real good to me, but the XFC, I'm very excited to be on it. I was supposed to fight on it last year, but had an opponent fall out, and then we couldn't find another opponent in time. So, you know, I'm really excited to finally to be able to make a good debut and for the XFC and put on a good show.
Well, Ken, I want to thank you, man, for coming on board on the Roman Show. And he will be in action on October 18th, Friday, on Access TV, XFC 26, Night of Champions, number 3. Ken, thanks so very much. Anything else you'd like to add, man?
Hey, man, I appreciate you having me on. You know, it's always a pleasure to talk some more MMA guys. I absolutely love it. So,
my pleasure, dude. Thank you so much, and good luck on October 18th.
All right, man, I'll be looking for it. You guys have a good night.
You too. Thank you so much. All right, folks, there you heard it. Kenny Degenhart, who will be fighting on XFC 26, Night of Champions, number 3. That's on October 18th, live on Access TV. By the way, it's got word that Eric Silverman got knocked out stiff by Dong Yum Kim. I have not seen it, but I just read it, and I am hoping to see it soon after. And as you know, because of the event extending a little longer, mm-hmm. The Ultimate Fighter will now be pushed to 10:30 p.m. Eastern time, as the Damian Maia and Jake Shields fight is taking on right now. Okay, we'll be right back with more Efrain Escudero and Sam Tao on The Roman Show. The Sam Tao plan on having a strategy to defeat Josh Sampo. What will he do? Find out.
When I train, I buy the best fight gear from All Out Fight Shop. They have the best deals and the most fitting clothing and attire. It's a guaranteed knockout. Like them on Facebook at All Out Fight Shop or follow them on Twitter at All Out Fight Shop. Visit them in person at 4805 Northwest 79th Avenue, Unit 9 in Doral, Florida. Sport what the pros wear. All Out Fight Shop.
All right, guys. Thanks for joining us again. Reminder, go on over to our YouTube account, youtube.com/rromano201, where you can check out some great interviews with fighters, and even big-time celebrities. Don't believe me, just go ahead and subscribe as soon as you get a chance. All right, guys, this Saturday on Access TV, as we have mentioned earlier today, as we welcome Efrain Escudero, another person will be on that card, and this man will be main eventing along with flyweight CFA champion Josh Sampao. Sam Tao, his opponent, is right now on the line. Sam, thanks so very much for joining us this evening. How are you, man?
I'm doing good, man.
Awesome, Sam. Well, let's talk about your fights coming up here against Sampo. The guy fought earlier this year to win the belt, the flyweight championship belt for CFA against Alexis Vila. You yourself, you're coming in a 4-fight win streak. You definitely have that momentum. How have you prepared for this fight, man?
I've been training pretty hard. I've been training in the mornings at night, and I know that he's got a little wrestling background, so I've been working on just takedown defenses. And just a normal striking, so hopefully it all goes well.
Hey, and Sam, now I need to ask you, because last time you fought was, I have here, October 2012. About a year ago against Nate Williams. Why the layoff?
I had some knee issues too that had been bothering me. But then other than that, I've been so busy with my family, trying to spend a lot of time with the family instead. And then my manager had actually talked me into just coming back and trying to get back into it because he sees potential in me. And I'm just so busy around my life that I just, forget the potential that I have sometimes.
Well, I saw a picture of you, man, flying in the air, so I have no idea what knee problems you're talking about, man, because you were flying in that picture. So let's talk about Josh Sampo. He did defeat, like I mentioned, Alexis Vila. You're saying mm-hmm. he was using his stand-up game and his wrestling. Now, as far as you, so folks that get to know you, it's been a year, but what is Sam Tao all about?
Well, me, I'm a very unorthodox fighter. I can throw anything from any angle, anywhere I want, and I'm not your normal straight-in fighter. I like to cut those angles, and, I wrestle my whole life, too, so I got the wrestling background, too. I just don't use it as much, but when I do need it, it's there. But I guess I'm pretty well-rounded, too.
And how did it come about as far as you signing this fight for CFA? And do you have a contract with the promotion? Is it for a couple of fights, or is it just a one-fight deal? How is it going to work?
Well, with the CFA, I got a signed contract with a 3-fight contract deal. And, I just want to thank them for just giving me the opportunity, especially just to fight a world-class guy right away, And I'm sure that I can do a good job with it.
Getting a win over Sampo, what would that mean for your career, knowing that you're coming off a one-year layoff?
Well, it's going to mean a lot. It's going to mean a lot, especially down here in my hometown in Wausau, too. It's going to let people know that our hometown is pretty strong. Our gym is very, very strong, and that we can be able to bring top fighters out of our gym. And usually our outcomes in our gym is probably 80 to 90, actually about a 90% win streak. So every time we go, 90% of the fighters win.
And so tell us about your training camp. You say it's small. You live in a small city. Where exactly is it located?
It's in Wausau, Wisconsin. The gym started out with me and my brother actually just training in my dad's basement, and we've been putting holes in the walls, and then you know, a lot of followers started coming and putting more holes in the wall. So my older brother just is a year older than me and actually opened up the gym, and it's been going good for about three years now, you know, and you got a lot of the fighters there that, you know, very respectful, and not only that, but you got a lot of good wrestlers over here, and, you know, a lot of, I guess, striking and everything that you need, so we got a pretty good camp, too.
Now, ironically, both of your losses are to submissions. Knowing that this guy is a wrestler, and he even submitted Alexis Vila, who's a knockout type of guy, what have you been working on to counter this guy from affecting you as far as a submission, if this guy were to land one on you?
Well, I have I planned submission defense, too. So, I guess we've trained for all areas, you know, and people, guys, do make mistakes sometimes, and this time we're going to prepare not to have any mistakes at all, and more likely striking, but if I do get in that position, you know, I'm going to calm, just be very calm and patient, and just not rush at it, because usually when I rush things, you know, I get caught, so this time it's going to be a very patient game.
Yeah, you know, in the 125 division, the flyweight division, it's pretty scarce here in the United States, and sometimes they have to go get them overseas. You can see the UFC themselves; they have some issues trying to get some guys. But as far as some Josh Sample and yourself, I mean, you two guys are top notch when it comes to this division. Eventually, is the goal though to go to the UFC?
Yeah, it is. I know Josh Sample, just from watching Vila and Josh Sample, those guys are UFC material, you know, and I don't understand why they're not there. They are top of the game, and I'm just another contender, you know what I mean? I hope that how I perform this Saturday, that's going to show that, you know what I'm saying, we all got the potential to be the UFC, but it's their choice and their decision on how much they want the ratings and the shows. So, you know, sometimes it's not about the best fighters. Sometimes it's just about, you know what I'm saying, who can rate the best ratings. So we'll just have to find out on Saturday.
And how does it feel, man? You know, the cool thing about this is you haven't fought in a year, but you guys have this media attention. Sherdog just named you a top fight to watch. How does that feel about you and Sample, man?
Well, it feels really good, you know, and then people are acknowledging me a little bit, you know, and it just, I don't know, it makes me feel good about myself, and it makes me feel like, you know, you can't let people down, and you're just so close in your life to linking it, you know, if the UFC even looks at you, but just winning a big fight like that, you know, and builds your character, you know, all the people will look at you and say, hey, these guys ain't no joke, too, they're strong, and they train hard, and especially in our hometown, I hope it brings more people to our gym, and that, you know, we can succeed in that area also.
Well, that's wonderful, Sam. Well, man, I want to wish you a lot of good luck come this Saturday on Axis TV, the main event against Josh Sample, the CFA flyweight champion. What can people expect from you, man, when they tune in this Saturday on Axis TV? And now, is this going to be the first time you're on national TV live?
Yeah.
Have you thought about the nerves, man, or you're not really too concerned about the cameras and the lights?
I'm very scared about it. It's kind of hard for me to talk to people, you know, say live and stuff like that, and I just get jittery and everything, but I'm sure that I can overcome it.
Have you practiced something mentally for that, by any chance?
Not really, no.
So you're going with the flow.
Yeah, just go with the flow.
Well, man, I want to wish you good luck, and final message or anything else you'd like to add that are to our listeners and anyone else out there that will be tuning in on Axis TV this Saturday.
I would just actually one shout out to my Hmong people out there too that I'm fighting for, not only myself, but I'm a half Hmong, half white, so I like to fight for the Hmong nation out there, and just letting them know that I'm helping supporting them too. You know what I'm saying? Not only am I fighting, but I'm just trying to bring our nationality out there so people know what Hmong people are too.
That is just awesome, man. So you got a lot on your shoulders, man, but I'm sure you'll come out right in the end. Sam, I want to wish you good luck this Saturday on Axis TV against Josh Sample, the CFA Flyweight Champion. October 12th, don't miss it, guys. And, wow, I got to tell you, I just saw the Eric Silva knockout. What a knockout from Dong Hyun Kim. Amazing knockout, and surprisingly enough, Dong Hyun Kim has not knocked out anyone since UFC 84. That's more than 5 years ago. And the guy knocked out Silva in his home territory. And let me just tell you, the Brazilians were not happy campers. But if you do have a chance to see that replay, please do. Because if you are an MMA fighter, you are just going to say, wow, what a freaking knockout. Check that out. Hey, guys, thanks so much for joining us this evening. Remember, we are on Stitcher Radio. We're on Stitcher Radio. We're on iTunes Radio. We are everywhere, man. All you have to do is just subscribe, and all the time you'll see all the new podcasts that show up on your phone or on your tablet or iPhone, whatever mobile device you have. You'll see it right there and then. So every time that we put out a podcast, you will see it. If you guys need or have a business, actually, and you need some publicity, you need to get the word out there. Well, what better way to do so than by having a film crew show up at your business, show what your product is all about, your business is all about, film it, put a nice commercial, and put it on your website. Put it on YouTube so people can know what to expect when they go out to your business. SimplyJVideos.com can do that for you. That's SimplyJVideos.com. Reach out to them. They are an Ask Pro company. Free CFA tickets. Again, all you have to do is like the Roman Show fan page at Facebook.com/Roman Show Media. Next Tuesday, we'll be back on the air at 9 p.m. We're going to have E.J. Snyder. Who's E.J. Snyder? E.J. Snyder is a guy who showed up on the Discovery Channel show. And that's Naked and Afraid. So what they did is they got two people, man and a female, and they got naked. And they put them on an island, and they have to survive for a certain amount of time. E.J. Snyder was there. And at the end of the, well, when they present the first, they start bringing in the numbers as far as his survival skills or their survival skills. And towards the end, they pretty much, I guess they use some sort of mathematics, statistics or whatnot. And they determine how if their skills improved or decreased. So E.J. Snyder will be here on the show next Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Also on our website, RodolphoRoman.com, we have all of our archives of all of our shows in the past 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah, 2 years. 2 years and change now. We got Efraín Escudero, who fights Luis Palomino at CFA 12, October 12th, on Access TV. In fact, the Roman Show will be in the house. Make sure to look for our banner. Next, you might win something free. Efraín Escudero, up next. Can he defeat Luis Babun Palomino in his hometown? You might just have to stick around and listen to what the Mexican has to say.
Hey, this is Nelly from The Roman Show. Are you tired of listening to Roman and the other guys? Well, listen to me as I keep you up to date on the latest happenings in the world of entertainment. Check me out every Tuesday.
Welcome back, everyone. Remember to follow us on Twitter at The Roman Show or at RomyDH. And on the line, we have a gentleman who will be in action this Saturday on Access TV against Luis Babun Palomino in Coral Gables at the CFA 12 event. And that's Efraín Hecho en México Escudero. Welcome to the Roman Show, Efraín, once again. How are you, man?
Yeah, I'm pretty good, man. Thanks for having me on. It's, you know, just enjoying here in Arizona, getting ready to head out to Miami.
Cool. Now, Efraín, tell me about this fight coming up against Luis Babun Palomino. Now, what's really shocking here is that, man, you just fought on September 20th, and you're going to fight, so in less than a month, you're in action.
Yeah, man, I was able to fight this past September 20th. I fought here in the Bellator 100 and here in Phoenix, Arizona. Nothing happened, man. I was injury-free. I was able to get back in the gym and, you know, start training and, you know, just train for 2 more weeks. And now I'm getting ready to head out to Miami and fight again. And, you know, that's the kind of deal, that's the kind of fighters we are. You know, we like to be active, we like to be busy, and we like to fight.
And now, in that fight, you actually went 3 rounds, but you had no injuries, nothing wrong. You're good to go.
Yeah, I'm good to go. I'm actually, you know, thanks, but I've been
I've been using this new product from Global Medica that's been actually helping me stay afloat. You know, it's been recuperating my muscles and making me be on flow, you know, being good on protein and, you know, keeping everything on task for my fights.
Cool, man. You got to give me some of that because, shoot, it sounds really good. Now, tell me about your fight against Luis. I'm serious, man. Now, tell me about Luis Palomino. This is a guy that has also competed in Bellator. Unlike yourself, you were in the Ultimate Fighter. You won the program, and you were in the UFC as well. This is a tough competitor to you, and this guy is also coming off a win himself. What can you tell us about your opponent, Palomino, and knowing that he's going to have the crowd behind him here in Miami?
You know, Luis Palomino is a great friend. You know, I train with him. I've seen him before. You know, I'm a good friend of Coach Tressa and also of Daniel Valverde, you know. But, you know, it's a fight. A lot of people don't want to fight him. Both of us are on the point where we're trying to make something happen. So we're both, like, you know, on that edge. We're both pushing for a big W. So it's going to be a great fight. You know, Palomino's a dangerous opponent. You know, with heavy hands, but you know, just got to be out there, go out there, have fun, be first, make a move, make them tired, and then see where the fight goes.
Now, I heard in another previous interview that Palomino had said that you were scheduled to fight him in, I believe, in TFA in a prior show. Is that accurate?
On a previous show, no, there was words, talks, and mentions of us fighting before, but, you know, I wasn't really, we didn't want to really, like, make it happen during the time, you know, we were both friends, you know, but, you know, now, there was other opponents at the time, but now, you know, like, people are dodging him, you know, I know that this is the way he makes his fight, his living, so we're able to go out there and showcase our skills.
Now, he was scheduled to fight someone else, so were you just called in recently for this fight? How did that come about?
You know, actually, they told me a while back, but, you know, we kind of had that fight going on to go to 100, and I said, I'll think about it if I'm not injured. I was injury-free. You know, once again, I got to thank my great sponsors, Global for Medica, that's been actually helping me and staying afloat and, you know, being able to keep my muscles intact, especially because, you know, taking the two fights in a short time like that, you know, it's good. But, you know, going into that fight against Zach Sertica, it was good. You know, I was mentally ready, physically ready. Coming out of the fight, I was still physically and mentally ready to go another war, you know. So, you know, when they called me on Monday, that following Monday, and said if I wanted to fight up in Miami, I actually was able to say, yeah, let's do it.
And Palomino is a guy that knows for his striking, his last loss came against a ground game guy who loves to play the ground, actually, Luis Firmino. Is that the plan? Stand up and band with this guy, or are you going to have something else under your sleeve?
Yeah, it don't matter, man. You know, I'm ready for wherever the fight goes. You know, my jiu-jitsu, it's up to par. You know, I train with the team. You know, he just won the Abu Dhabi, so he won kind of as like the Olympics, you know, for jiu-jitsu. You know, he's one of the best guys in the world. He is the best, one of the top best guys in the world, you know. So, you know, if I can go in there and roll with them and have some fun with them, I can go in there and roll and have fun with it, whatever.
Now, you're coming up back-to-back wins. A win over Palomino, what could this mean to you, Efrain? And is the goal, once again, to return to the UFC?
The goal is to return, you know. That's all of my mind. You know, I want to go out there and showcase my skills. I can't overlook, you know, right now we're having this fight and we're going to fight Palomino, and then whatever comes after comes, you know, I'm not going to look over anybody. I'm not looking ahead of time. I'm just keeping my eye open and, you know, it's going to be an exciting fight.
Do you think, though, that if you do get a victory over Palomino, it will be your ticket way into the UFC again?
No, I believe that, you know, he is one of those high caliber fighters, you know, but it's just, I just got to keep my eye open and keep it, and, you know, keep the eye on the prize and take one fight as it comes.
And now CFA is your second time working for the company. What can you let us know about the promotion?
You know, the promotion is great. You know, I have nothing but good things to say about the promotion, you know. They do a good job. George has made this company into a great fighting organization. You know, they got a television deal. They're moving up on, and I'm excited. I'm excited to go back to Miami and fight where, you know, it was just once the first time I fought there was just getting started, so yeah, I want to see how it's improved and how's got better.
That is just awesome, Efrain. And the fact now you're representing Latinos and knowing that you are fighting in the backyard of Latinos, that's also a plus for you, huh?
Yeah, it's a big plus. You know, you go out there and you see a lot of, the other Latinos, Puerto Ricans, Cubans, you know, all those mixtures, you know. So I'm excited to go out there and represent.
All right, Efrain. Well, I want to thank you so much for tuning, calling us in, and letting us know as far as what to expect from you this Saturday. October 12th, live on Access TV against Luis Babun Palomino. Should be an exciting fight. You and Palomino going at it. Want to wish you good luck, Efrain, and we'll catch you here in Miami, man.
Hey, sounds good, man. I just want to thank all my training partners and my coaches and you guys for doing the show. You know, all my sponsors that are behind me on this fight. You know, Global from America. You know, and the MMA Lab and all the team. I want to thank everybody for helping me and getting me ready for this fight, man.
And there you have it, guys. Efrain Escudero, who fights this Saturday against Luis Babun Palomino. Should be an exciting fight. It's a co-main event. Prior to that, you heard to Sam Thal, who'll be fighting Josh Stample, the flyweight champion. Also on that fight card, Fallon Fox versus Ashley Smith. Obviously, Fallon is the first transgendered MMA fighter. So you got three good fights there, along with two other fights where there will be two belts involved, which is the vacant lightweight title featuring Yosdeny Sedeno versus Torrence Taylor, and the welterweight title, which will feature Valdir Araujo. He was actually, prior to his last victory, he was knocked out. But he's getting a shot. He's getting a shot at the vacant CFA flyweight title. Coming up this Saturday, October 12th, at the Bank United Center. So Valdir Araujo is fighting Romairo Manuel da Silva. So you got four title shots, and then Babun and Escudero. Make sure that you go out there and watch the show in South Florida. And if you want to go for free, we got you covered, man. We got you covered here in the Roman Show. We look out for you. All you have to do is like the fan page, and you'll go to the show courtesy of the Roman Show. Check me out. I'll be hosting the weigh-ins on Friday night at the Newport Beachside Hotel and Resort. It's a cool place. They're actually going to have the weigh-ins right near the beach. So grab yourself a little margarita or whatever the hell you want to drink, and enjoy the weigh-ins right before the big fight on Saturday night, which will air on Axe TV. Okay, guys, next week we'll have some more guests along with from the XFC, the World Series of Fighting, and lots more. So make sure you tune in next week and also on Tuesday as we welcome EJ Snyder. With that being said, I want to thank everyone. Subscribe, youtube.com/allroman021, Twitter @RomanDH. Facebook, Roman Show Media. Good night, guys. See you at the fights.
What's up? This your boy, Kimo Slice. And if I got one thing to say about these amateur fights, not only did I have a good time tonight, but I want everybody to know you got to keep watching with Dolph Roman. If you keep your eyes upon that, man, you'll be all right. You'll know what's going on. So stay hip to Dolph Roman. This your boy, Kimo Slice, 305, and we out.